Algoma Manitoulin, the president of Algoma Manitoulin's Ontario NDP Riding Association, is demanding that Michael Mantha resign as local MPP amid new revelations about the sexual harassment that occurred at his constituency office in Elliott Lake. As reported last week, an independent investigation corroborated claims that Mantha repeatedly sexually harassed a female employee, including pressuring her to engage in non-consensual sex and requesting that she send him sexually explicit photos of herself. The revelations are contained in an arbitration decision released online on August 8, which sheds new light on why Mantha was ousted from the Ontario NDP caucus last year amid allegations of workplace misconduct. In an open letter released today, Riding Association President Lynn D. Eason calls on Mantha to resign. "Algoma Manitoulin deserves the integrity we voted for," she wrote. "Mantha, who claims he respects us, has not shown this for the survivor of his harassment, nor for the constituents who elected him, and has stonewalled his way through this investigation. For 2 years, he has taken no accountability for his actions, claiming to be baffled by the allegations. We call on Mr. Mantha to take full responsibility for his actions and resign immediately." In a brief written statement released last week, Mantha said, "The last 2 years have been very challenging, but it is time to move past this matter. While I disagree with some of the characterizations made, on the advice of my legal counsel, I will not be commenting further at this time. It is my honor to represent the people of Algoma Manitoulin. I will fulfill my role as member of provincial parliament for the remainder of this term and leave the decision on my future in the hands of voters in Algoma Manitoulin." Below is the full letter from Lynn D. Eason. A year and a half ago, Michael Mantha, MPP for Algoma Manitoulin, was removed from the ONDP caucus as an independent, confidential investigation into workplace misconduct was undertaken. While details were sparse at the time, he was alleged to have been in contravention of the party's harassment, violence, and discrimination policy. "Our anti-harassment statement is read and recommitted to at every ONDP gathering." While upon conclusion of the investigation, Mantha's removal from the ONDP caucus was made permanent, the allegations against him remained confidential until now. With the release of a staff grievance award on Friday, August 9, 2024, details of the investigation were made public for the first time. Arbitrator Jasbir Parmar reviewed the independent investigator report based on submitted material from both parties, including witness testimony, email, texts, and video, which concluded that allegations of workplace harassment, sexual harassment, discrimination on the basis of sex, abuse of authority, and creation of a toxic workplace had all been substantiated. Despite this, Mantha seems intent on serving out this term and running as an independent candidate in the next provincial election. On August 12, 2024, he issued a statement stating that it is time to move past this matter, and that he disagrees with some of the characterizations made. However, there does not seem to be any dispute that he engaged in grossly inappropriate behavior toward an employee in contravention of not only our ONDP's anti-harassment policy, but even the most basic anti-harassment policy of any workplace. "The Algoma Manitoulin NDP Riding Association expresses our profound disappointment in Mantha's unethical personal and professional behavior. Algoma Manitoulin deserves the integrity we voted for. Mantha, who claims he respects us, has not shown this for the survivor of his harassment, nor for the constituents who elected him, and has stonewalled his way through this investigation. For 2 years, he has taken no accountability for his actions, claiming to be baffled by the allegations. We call on Mr. Mantha to take full responsibility for his actions and resign immediately from the position of Member of Provincial Parliament for Algoma Manitoulin. Our thoughts remain with the survivor. In solidarity, Lynn D. Eason, President, Algoma Manitoulin ONDP Riding Association."